Almost everything for sale at Trader Joe's has a Trader Joe's label, or Trader Jose's if you're getting salsa, or Trader Giotto's for tomato sauce. But anyway, the company isn't producing all that food on its own. It's contracting with growers and producers around the world and selling their food under its own private label.
They seek out the manufacturer to pack a product on their behalf.
Laura Nunziata is with Vermont Organic Farmers. That's the organic certification agency of NOFA Vermont. She works with Vermont processors and growers that sell organic products through a variety of private labels.
It may be the same formulation, it may not be, it may be slightly different, but basically they're contracting the services of the manufacturer to pack a product on their behalf labeled with their label.
Nunziata says there are Vermont producers selling through Trader Joe's, but she can't say which ones.
I can't disclose information because we have confidentiality agreements with our clients. Whether or not a company such as Trader Joe's or whomever would choose to disclose that information, I'm not sure why they would or wouldn't choose to disclose that information, to be honest.
So would Trader Joe's like to disclose that information? No, they would not. A PR rep for the company denied multiple interview requests, and when I called the South Burlington store, I got this great hold music, but no response. So I went to the store on my own and spent a bit of time looking around. And there is one aisle where you can find Vermont products in their own packaging.
So, Magic Hat, Otter Creek.
The beer aisle.
Wolivers, Long Trail.
As for produce, there is at least one Vermont grower who sells to a broker that sells to Trader Joe's, Bill Shure, the owner of Champlain Orchards in Shoreham.
So we send a unique bag to Trader Joe's called a quarter peck bag. They have a little 4-pound customized bag that says Trader Joe's on it. It's actually a plastic bag.
Champlain Orchard sells through a company called Red Tomato. The orchard has been supplying Trader Joe's around the region for 4 years. And the supply chain is more circuitous than just dropping the apples off at the stores.
If you saw the fruit in the Burlington store, it would have first been trucked down to Chelsea, Mass., and then brought back up. And we would love, obviously, to be delivering directly to Trader Joe's, but I don't think that's part of their business model.
Thanks to labeling standards for produce, you can tell which apples are Shoreham apples by looking at the fine print on the bags they're sold in. Not so with processed foods, says Laura Nunziata. She says there are private label contracts even among certifiers.
The certification agency who's certifying the processing of that product may not be the certification agency which is listed on the label of the final finished product. It gets a little confusing.
Yeah, it does. It's less confusing when you talk to other Burlington grocery stores where there's an approximate, if not exact, count of how many local producers are on the shelves. City Market, 250. Hannaford's, at least 24. Healthy Living, more than 500. Right now, Trader Joe's is a big question mark. But obviously, lots of stores sell food under private labels and have labyrinthian networks of suppliers. So what's the big deal if Trader Joe's wants to protect its trade secrets?
They've tried to be a different kind of supermarket.
Jean Halloran is Director of Food Policy Initiatives at Consumers Union, the advocacy and policy arm of Consumer Reports magazine. Her group has been lobbying Trader Joe's to stop selling meat raised with antibiotics. She says Trader Joe's promotes a very conscientious, we care about food image.
They really have built their brand on the idea of providing something special. And for the most part, they do that.
Trader Joe's has been a leader when it comes to GMOs. The company claims that all of the products sold under the TJ's label are GMO-free. Halloran's pleased about this, but she says the company hasn't been receptive to her group's efforts on the antibiotics issue.
So this is surprising to us, but it shows another side of Trader Joe's, I think, that behind all the cheery faces at the checkout counter is a perhaps somewhat more cynical and uncommunicative management.
To get a sense of how another discount specialty food store sources its products, I went to Cheese Traders in Burlington. No relation to Trader Joe's, it's locally owned. And manager Brad Dochev says it stocks more than 50 Vermont producers.
Locally made Vermont cheeses, as well as local Vermont products of all kinds that have small farm names on them. And I think that's really important to the Vermont community.
When I first walked in, Dochev was standing in front of a shelf of olive oil with one of his vendors.
You want to sit in?
we can always promote our product,
exactly.
Right? My product. Here they are.
Vasilios Kontis lives in Jericho and sells imported olive oil to cheese traders.
So close relationship with the vendors. That's how we survive.
That's how we survive, hand in hand. One hand washes the other and both wash the face. Do you know that expression?
One hand washes the other and both wash the face. Whether there's such clean symbiosis between Trader Joe's and its vendors is, for now, a mystery. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.